More results have emerged from the investigation on a restaurant food poisoning cluster in Taipei that has already left two diners dead. Four environmental samples collected at the restaurant have yielded positive for bone cricket acid.
That's the same toxin that has been found in all the diners who fell sick after eating at the Xingyi branch. One of the environmental samples that tested positive was collected from the hands of a chef at the restaurant. Let's hear from the Taipei City government.
NTU's Department of Forensic Medicine has found positive reactions in the samples collected from two knives, one chopping board, and the hands of a chef. After raising the sensitivity of the test, we found bunkrecic acid in four samples, including one taken from the hands of a chef. So we can confirm that bunkrecic acid was indeed present at Polam Kopitiam's Xingyi branch.
29 victims have been linked to the cluster, including two who died. Five patients remain in severe condition. Though the health of one of them has gradually improved, doctors are not optimistic about the other four, saying that two of them may need a liver transplant. Taipei Mayor Jiang Wan-an says the city will cover all medical costs. With Taiwan's aging population crisis worsening, matters like inflexible parental leave seem to only be making matters worse.
A press conference featuring DPP lawmakers and civic groups called on the government to allow parents to be able to take leave in customizable chunks of time. They say this can help them better meet the demands of their family and their workplace.
Taiwan's unpaid parental leave laws are known for being rigid, with current regulations stating that leave shall not be, in principle, less than 6 months each time. Today, DPP lawmakers and civic groups got together to hold a press conference where the speakers called on the government to provide more time-related flexibility for parental leave.
Once gender equality is achieved, women will also start to pursue their dream careers they originally had. When you add that together with financial pressure, you get a dwindling birth rate. And if you can't fix this issue, then you'll get a social structure problem. We hope that the Ministry of Labor can give a real-world response to public demand by implementing an important political viewpoint of President-elect Lai Ching-te, which is parental leave reform. The current system for parental leave without pay is if you as a parent choose to keep your job, then your job is protected if you want to take a longer-term parental leave without pay. If you want something more flexible, then the period of time for work leave can be altered to meet your workplace's requirements. The second track is flexible leave for parents. We want both parental leave tracks to run alongside each other.
Another lawmaker said that if the law isn't changed, then the aging population crisis will only get worse over time.
When time isn't flexible or ample enough to help a mother cope with all sorts of potential family situations, then she'll have to face a difficult choice. When time allotment for parental leave time is so set in stone, then labor shortages will only get worse. A worsening labor shortage is good for industries. And so, the way to bridge these labor gaps is by doing what industries seem to be doing effortlessly right now, which is hiring migrant workers from other countries. I don't think that's the way we should be doing things.
Taiwan's potential demographic collapse concerns all political parties. Pan-green lawmakers have pitched the issue of fixing inflexible parental leave, and so they hope lawmakers nationwide will step up to the plate and, together, revise the law.
The Citizen Congress Watch has released its latest ranking of Taiwan's lawmakers from August 1st to last year to January 31st this year.
Through the ranking, the NGO aims to show the public which lawmakers have taken real action to speak for the people in the legislature. 21 lawmakers were given an outstanding rating. That's 17 from the DPP, 3 from the New Power Party, and 1 from Taiwan People's Party. 10 others were placed on a watch list for poor performance, including 6 KMT lawmakers. Good news for couples with fertility problems. A team of scientists has found that children born out of implanted mosaic embryos are just as healthy as children born from normal embryos.
Mosaicism is a condition that means embryos have a mixture of normal and abnormal cells, as determined by a chromosome analysis. The findings open up new doors for mothers who may only have mosaic embryos available for implantation.
These two mothers successfully gave birth to children after being implanted with mosaic embryos. They and their kids have come back to visit the hospital where they previously underwent treatment to celebrate Children's Day.
Technology is getting more and more advanced. I was looking online and I saw that this hospital offered the latest procedures. I got the opportunity and then went through the entire procedure and had my baby.
Li Maosheng from the Li Women's Hospital had previously co-authored a paper that found that the birth weight, length of gestation, and incidence of birth defects in infants born from mosaic embryos were not statistically different from euploid embryos. Late last year, the paper was announced as a first-place winner of the 2023 Prize Paper Award by the American Society for Reproductive Medicine.
They only do one awards event every year. It's like the Nobel Prize. Doctors from 152 countries take part, and there's only one prize to win.
The findings are a boost of confidence for mothers who only have mosaic embryos left to implant.
It doesn't affect the likelihood of pregnancy much. And most importantly, the babies that are born are healthy. They are born without any health concerns.
Amid Taiwan's falling birth rates, the doctor says he hopes the findings will inspire more people to not give up on their dreams to grow their families.
Since the COVID-19 pandemic receded, demand for face masks has plummeted. At the same time, cut-price Chinese masks have flooded the market.
Mask manufacturers in Taiwan are looking for ways to stay afloat in the competitive industry. Many are turning to recycling, either reusing old masks in new ways or highlighting how their masks are more green than competitors.
A production line whirs with activity as mask after mask rolls by. Mask demand has plummeted since the pandemic ended, and the members of the National Mask Squad are transitioning to new ways of working.
The cleaning bag you see here uses material recycled from the nose bridges of our masks, remade into refuse bags. They're very strong and difficult to perforate.
Refuse bags, clothes hangers, and other items are all made of recycled masks. When COVID-19 exploded in 2020, the government invited manufacturers to form a national mask squad to stabilize the production of public health equipment. At their height, they were producing 20 million face masks a day. But these disposable masks can also become environmental pollution.
We have always needed to deal with masks using landfill or incineration. That means that masks might defame or pollute the air or the ocean in the future. So, how can we make masks sustainable, eco-friendly, circular, and reusable?
With these green goals, Taiwanese mask manufacturers are working with the Taiwan Nonwoven Fabrics Industry Association. They're recycling masks and launching a new recycling logo. They want to protect the earth while also making inroads into overseas markets, including Europe and America.
During the pandemic, Taiwan had a mask shortage, so all the Taiwanese manufacturers' masks were requisitioned. That meant foreign clients couldn't buy our masks. They also had some assessments and considerations to bear in mind concerning risk, so many of those contracts went to other countries or to China. That led us to lose an awful lot of contracts. Our masks still cost between 3.5 and 5 NT, but the ones imported from China are 0.8 yuan or even less. Facing this competition from China's cut-price masks, we want to call on the public to contribute to the environment as they protect their own health. Get a mask that's all one material, that we can recycle, that we can turn into another product.
Before the pandemic, Taiwan boasted about 30 mask manufacturers. At the height of COVID-19, there were more than 400. Now, there are fewer than 100. They face a decline in demand and cheap competition from China, as well as undercutting rivals within Taiwan. But these manufacturers are working to reinvent themselves. They're not throwing in the towel yet.
Hoax reports on April Fool's Day had a major impact on TSMC's American depositary receipts on Monday and Taiwan shares on Tuesday. A false report had emerged that Warren Buffett of Berkshire Hathaway was buying back his TSMC stake.
The news boosted TSMC American depositor receipts by 4%, which in turn lifted TSMC shares by 20 NT on Tuesday. Taiwan shares overall picked up 1.21% to close at a record-breaking 20,466 points. The biggest winners were tech shares and AI concept stocks.
Wall Street saw a mixed trading day on April Fool's Day on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 240 points, in contrast with gains in the Philex Semiconductor Sector Index. The rise comes after an online hoax emerged claiming that Warren Buffett of Berkshire Hathaway was buying back his TSMC stake. The news boosted TSMC American Depositary Receipts, which rose by 4%. That, in turn, boosted TSMC shares on Tuesday in Taiwan, picking up 20 NT to close at 790 NT.
When bullish or bearish news break out, they trigger an immediate reaction in financial markets, which causes fluctuations. Currently, global markets are at historic highs, and so any impact from news will be even bigger. Determining the veracity of news stories has become something investors absolutely must be able to do.
Taiwan shares opened high and closed even higher at a new record high of 20,466 points, an increase of 1.21%. Tuesday was gains across the board for electronics and AI shares. MediaTek picked up 0.43%, and Quanta and Honhai skyrocketed by more than 5% each.
The rise of TSMC's American Depositary Receipts has had an effect. Shares of companies in TSMC's supply chain and shares related to future AI stocks were on a clear rebound on Tuesday, and the scope of the rebound wasn't cut down significantly after it was found the reports were false.
With the Tomb Sweeping Festival break just around the corner and many variables at play, the analyst urges investors to exercise caution.
Singers and performers from around the world are coming to Taiwan this year. Among them is South Korean singer-songwriter IU, who will be holding two concerts over the Tomb Sweeping Festival.
Also this week, CN Blue from South Korea will be rocking up Kaohsiung. And if you're a fan of Japanese-American singer Hikaru Utada, here's some good news as the artist will be coming to Taipei on August 10th.
Japanese-American singer Hikaru Utada's 1999 song, First Love, is also the name of the new hit Japanese TV series, which portrays a love story so unforgettable that the show has earned Netflix top 10 honors in countries around the world. Utada, who debuted 25 years ago, announced that she's coming to Taiwan. The Japanese-American singer hasn't gone on tour in 6 years. One of her stops on her international tour is Taipei. Utada surprised her fans when she announced that she'll be performing in Taipei Arena on August 10th. But music lovers will need to train their reaction time if they want to get their hands on concert tickets. South Korea's IU is the next major musical artist coming to Taiwan, with concerts scheduled for the Tomb Sweeping Festival break. The singer-songwriter's two shows in Taiwan were sold out within seconds. IU's shows in South Korea have featured K-pop groups such as NewJeans and Le Sserafim as opening acts, so fans are quite excited to see if IU has any surprises in store for her shows in Taiwan. IU isn't the only South Korean musician coming to Taiwan. CN Blue is coming too. The band's members have been active since 2009, and during this time, the group has created many well-known hits. The group is now back together after 7 years of doing solo acts. It's the group's first time coming to southern Taiwan, where they'll be poised to get music fans at Kaohsiung Music Center hyped up. With Asian pop music singers and bands coming to Taiwan one after another, Taiwanese fans will be able to see and hear their favorite musicians without even having to get on a plane.
The recent food poisoning cluster in Taipei has raised concerns about the safety of processed rice products among diners in Taiwan. In Taoyuan, vendors of a local specialty made of flat rice noodles say sales have plummeted since the outbreak.
Amid the delicate situation, businesses specializing in the dish had worried that the Taoyuan city government would postpone a rice noodle festival scheduled for later this month. Mayor Zhang Shanzhen on Tuesday announced that the festival will go ahead as planned on April 20th. Let's hear from the Taoyuan government.
The impact has been enormous. Last week, business was down almost 50%. Previously, we would be able to sell 100 catties of rice noodles every day, but this week it's just been 30 to 40 catties per day. Sales have dropped by 20% to 30%. We'll keep the rice noodles in the best conditions we can. We don't want another hit. Everyone is very concerned about food safety now. Here in Longgang, our city's Department of Health has been carrying out inspections. The rice noodles here in Longgang are completely problem-free.
The food poisoning cluster has fueled fears, hunting vendors' livelihoods. The noodle experts in Longgang say they hope the festival will be an opportunity to ease concerns and allow foodies to enjoy a tasty rice noodle meal with peace of mind. Now we meet a tidying up guru who helps clients turn their little houses into mansions. Fang Li moved to Taiwan from China 15 years ago. After bringing up two kids as a single mother, she found her calling tidying up.
She now has a small business of her own and is excited about sharing her housekeeping insights with more clients.
This professional tidying expert is Fang Li, who hails from China and has lived in Taiwan for 15 years. She clears out the clothes closet and separates items by category into large storage bags. She skillfully places the sofa in a new position and replaces the items according to their users' habits, turning what was a messy bedroom into a spacious nest, spick and span.
We've tidied and organized the objects and then divided the room into zones. There's a sleeping zone, the working zone, the cosmetic zone, and a little living room zone. Once your items are sorted and tidied, it's easy and frictionless to use them.
Fang paid for her own education in the tidying profession. She has recognized professional qualifications from Taiwan and Japan and has founded a small working group as she grows her business.
Often, when we finish a job, the client will say, "I didn't realize our house could feel so big." Yeah, we often say our home is very small, but you can really turn a small home into a mansion through a tidying service.
When she first arrived in Taiwan, Fang worked part-time at a fruit and vegetable market. Later, she worked as a cleaner, and in recent years transitioned to her work as a tidying guru. After a divorce, she raised her two children alone, which was a financial strain. But she got through the difficult years and was able to turn her focus to home organization, where she found her vocation.
The harvest I have now is that I brought up these two children, and I find my value in them. I bought my own house thanks to the work I've done for the last decade or more. I think if you just work hard and live sincerely, then you will have a beautiful life.
A 22-year-old woman went through marriage and migration to grow into a woman with strength and softness. Qipao dance, her favorite hobby, is a lot like her own life story. It may look simple, but behind the elegant movements is a surprising story. Fang hopes her small business will continue to put down roots, and one day she can become a big name in the world of tidying up.
An Italian immigrant has brought his authentic family recipes to Taiwan's market. Nicola Fornasa met his wife in Shanghai, and during the COVID-19 pandemic, they decided to settle down in Tainan. After giving up a business career, Fornasa has become a professional baker.
He uses the tried and tested sweet recipes created by his mom. Although they are unusual in Taiwan, they go down a storm in a town that appreciates authentic food traditions as much as Tainan. Fornasa hopes that one day he can bring his mom over to see how far her recipes have come.
Nicola Fornasa touts his products at a lively market. The Italian immigrant is here to sell his homemade cakes, the most distinctive of which is the sweet salame. It's rare in Taiwan, but Fornasa has been enjoying it his whole life. Fornasa imports ingredients from his home region of Italy to make the salame, which is 85% chocolate. The chocolate is melted and mixed with other ingredients to form a sausage shape, then bound with string and set in a freezer.
Salame is a word most of us associate with cold meats or pork sausage. But don't let it fool you. This cake, originating in Italy and Portugal, has nothing to do with meat.
You can find the butchery shop in the shop for salami, prosciutto, ham, but this one is only chocolate without any meat or other ingredients.
Before coming to Taiwan, Farnassa worked for a synthetic leather company. In his spare time, he liked to cook with his mother's recipes to care for his homesickness. He never expected that one day he'd be a professional baker. His mother, who still lives in Italy, is astonished that her son has made a career out of her recipes. She still regularly handwrites a new recipe out and sends it to him to bring novelty to his menu.
I'm lucky because I transform one passion in one business, and not so many people are so lucky in the world. So for me, it's just my passion.
Farnassa hopes that one day he can bring his mother to Taiwan so that she can see how the sweetness of her ideas has won the hearts of Taiwanese markets.